welcome to the Live for Marriage, Money, and Teenagers podcast, where we talk about ways to have a happy marriage, live debt-free and financially free, to raising teenagers to be successful adults. We will dive into marriage prep, to what our guests have found that works for their marriages, and surviving those teenage years, and giving your kids lessons to be a successful adult that they may not learn in school, and how to be debt-free and reach your financial freedom goals so you have choices to retire early or to have the retirement that you want. Now, here's your host, author of Mills' Way to Richer Living book, Bruce Mills.
Hey, welcome back. You know, it's no fun losing money unless you're a Democrat. No one likes to lose money. And I know we hate to lose money. Darlene and myself know some investments are going to go up or down at times, and we're going to have loss. We may have to sell some for a loss. It comes with the environment of investments. But when it's something outside of investment, then it's no fun because we have no control. I know you don't have much control over investments either, but it's still no fun to lose money. Now, as always, I'm not giving you any financial advice, medical advice, legal advice. You should seek advice from your professional advisors to see what's best for your situation. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Now, I do have some affiliate marketing links in the show notes to help cover some of our costs. And we're always open to donations. So, how did we lose money? Well, we lost $99 the other day on an airline to cancel our airline ticket that isn't for 3 months from now. You may say, oh, what's $99? Whoopee. It's the little things. They add up. $99 right now, that's like 6 hours, 7 hours of Darlene's working at her job. All we wanted out of this airline was to give us a credit for a future ticket. But they wouldn't. You know, that ticket originally cost us $131. And they said, we got to charge you $99 to cancel it. I'm like, is there any way you can waive it? They said, nope. Well, you know that they're going to rebook that. That their plane isn't going to sit empty. They probably already booked that ticket. So they not only made $99 off of us for canceling, they probably raised the price and somebody else is going to pay even more for that seat. Crazy. Almost as crazy as what the Democrats are doing to our country. They give illegal immigrants, you hear about getting free airfare, immigrants getting free rent, food allowance, and more. And they're not entering the country legally. They're crossing the border wherever. But yet, as us, legal tax-paying citizens who've paid taxes our whole lives, get nothing in return but less security with our national debt going up, 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 up. You know, it's like $34.46 trillion. I know. It's changed after you probably listened to this podcast, but nearly half of it's owed to Japan, China, United Kingdom, Belgium, and 6 other countries. I sure hope they don't come collecting the debt from us in my lifetime and my kids' lifetime. Japan and China, we owe most of it to. Now let's take a look at what Biden did the first year. He stopped the border wall. Yes, the wall that Trump was building, the Trump wall that he kept pushing for. Now, Biden's made it easier for people to come into our country illegally. Crazy, for sure. You know, we went to a trip to Alaska last year, and they had signs saying, do not get off the train. If you get off the train, you will be in Canada, and you would get charged and fined over $7,500. Well, hey, that might be a good way for the U.S. charge all these illegal immigrants $7,500. Or why don't we do something smart like just send them back over the border and tell them they've got to apply legally? But no, we just let them in. Well, just to keep this rant going, when we flew, you know, to get on the cruise ship, we had to fly into Seattle. Well, to get on the airplane, you had to go through security scanners. They checked our bags. My wife even got patted down. Our folks who are elderly, their health isn't real good. They got checked. Well, then we get to the cruise ship and you go through security again. But yet you watch all these people coming into our country illegally, whether it's through Mexico borders, you know, let's say in Arizona or New Mexico or Texas, or boats into California. And yet we do nothing, but we give them stuff that comes from us taxpayers paying for it. Crazy. I think we should do a study and we should try going to another country illegally and see what if they would give us free airfare to wherever we wanted to go in their country. If they would give us free housing, if they'd give us free food and more. I doubt it. You know, why don't you do some research on what other countries would do if they would let you enter illegally, what they would give you. Let me know what you find out. Also, do some research on walls that other countries have to help keep people out of their countries. And then look at all of our borders that doesn't have a wall and say, why not? You know, even our White House has walls keeping people out. Why? If our borders aren't going to have it, why does the White House need any walls? But yet our country is losing money by the day because our borders are insecure. You know, we would love to be able to retire someday and have Social Security to live off of. You know, we've worked a long time and our bodies, you know, are getting old. They're getting beat up from all those years of working. But yet, will Social Security be around? I don't know. You know, our government can't even live on a budget. But yet, us taxpayers, we live on a budget, or else, you know, what do we pay our bills with if we don't have money? You know, you can only borrow so much money, and then the creditors say, no more loans. We want our money back. And then all of a sudden, they repossess your car, your house, etc. Someday, the same thing could happen to our government. It could catch up with us, just like it would on your personal finances. Besides all the other things Democrats keep doing to help us lose money with higher cost of living. Look what food's costing you more this year than last year, than the year before, than the year before. It's sure gone up a lot more than wages has. I say, let's go, Brandon. We need Trump to win this year, or the Democrats could put our debt at even higher debt levels. We need Republican senators, Republican congressmen. Hopefully, the people working and paying taxes to fund our government will be able to keep Democrats out. They'll get Republicans in there so we can keep from losing our financial security for our futures. So we'll be able to retire someday. We stress every day to our boys, they need to invest their own money now because Social Security may not be around in the future. They can't count on it. They also need to learn to go without things. You know, a lot of things they think they need, but they don't really need. They need to live below their means. Hey, that's a smart idea. Why can't the government, if you know you're bringing in this much in tax dollars, why don't we live within that? Yeah, we need security. We need police. We need border patrols. We need the military. But do we need all these stupid other agencies that they have? No. It's all feel-good agencies, a lot of them, that the Democrats have created. We need to take care of our budget now. Take care of our plate now. You know, they're all worried about climate change and going to electric cars. Take a look at how an electric battery for those cars are made and all the different things that go into making it. Then you wonder if that's helping your climate control. No, I doubt it. Or you say, we got to get rid of plastic bags in the grocery stores. Oh my God, you go to the grocery store, everything you buy almost comes in plastic. Plastic apple juice, plastic bag that your ham's in, plastic milk carton. So come on, people, wake up. Let's first take care of our budget. Then if we have extra money, let's say we save some, and then the rest we can put towards these so-called feel-good agencies that the Democrats keep creating. There's a thing called work. Let's all work, go to jobs, pay our taxes, and elect people in the government that can manage the money tax base within a budget. You know, our family goals, they will live off a 3% withdrawal rate from our investments after Darlene completely retires. We live debt free and we work really hard to live within our budget. Sometimes we miss it one year and try to make up the next year. And I know we can adjust our budget at times. We've had to with the higher cost of food and everything. Insurance has gone up, etc. Way more than wages have gone up. Hopefully she can retire fully when this podcast takes off. So share it with your friends. Make sure you subscribe or donate to it. Now, if you want to explore more about buying or selling a home in Arizona or anywhere in the United States, contact me today. I can help you find a real estate agent. I'm an Arizona real estate referral agent, and I can help you anywhere in the United States find that good real estate agent that you want. I can also help you with my coaching, help you get debt free, help you have another set of eyes to keep you on track so you reach your financial freedom plans, your retirement plans. So you can enjoy more time. You can have less stress in your life. You know, they say the definition sanity's doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results, by my man, Albert Einstein. I would also say the definition sanity's believing you can live a financial responsible life without tracking how you're doing, having a budget and goals. I like following others who track their finances to compare ours to theirs also. I also enjoy helping people with their finances and goals. I like numbers, if you can't tell, or from my books that I've written. Here are some other positive quotes I like. Get your money to work for you as hard as you work for it, by Napoleon Hill. Next. 1. Make money. 2. Use that money to make more money. 3. Repeat the process, by Warren Buffett. Next, there's no way to happiness. Happiness is a path, by Buddha. Next, change your thoughts, change your life, by Wayne Dyer. And last one, you don't know how you will die, but you can choose how to live, by Joey O. Well said, Joey. Let me know your thoughts about this podcast and other topics you'd like me to talk about in the future. I feel we can learn from each other. That's why I'm in the business of helping people with real estate, helping people retire early, helping people get debt free, helping people enjoy life and be more successful. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't let others talk you out of your dreams. Make your dreams happen. Make it happen today. Hope you enjoyed this episode today. Be sure to check out my books on Amazon.com. And I hope you have a great week from the Live For Financial Freedom Podcast and the Mills Way Real Estate Referrals. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Live For Marriage, Money, and Teenagers podcast with Bruce Mills. Be sure to check back every Thursday for a new Live For podcast at anchor.fm, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Spotify, and more coming. Or go to millsway.com or liveFor.club. Please support this podcast at anchor.fm/liveFor or millsway.com or paypal.me/millsway. If you want to be a guest on the show, email us at bruce@millsway.com. Thanks, and have a great day.